Hi, and welcome to the Fire Up at 55 Plus podcast, a show about how to put yourself first in your second act of life. I'm certified life and weight loss coach Lori Adams, here to empower you to let go of guilt, take charge of your health, then find and fulfill your dreams. It's never too late, so let's get started. Hello, you're listening to episode number 51, a clothesline, a mall, and your basement. Oh my. So, what do a clothesline, a mall, and your basement have in common? Well, obviously, they're all spots where you might find clothes. But then, this is no obvious podcast. This is a place for curious, creative listeners to think outside of the box and get fired up about doable, life-changing action for your best life ever at Midlife Plus. And today, that life-changing action is for weight loss, always a popular goal, a lifelong maintenance goal. As a Midlife Plus curious listener, you know the tried and not true tools that have not worked long-term. Diet mentality, public weigh-ins at group meetings, counting calories, counting points, grit your teeth willpower, perfectionism. You're sick of all that. I was too. But the great news is that at our age, our experience, we're also grounded in some tried and true tools. What I'm going to talk about today has always worked. It's simple, it's something you can do easily to get started, and it's kind of a secret weapon in helping to unlock weight loss. In light of new science and positive psychology that I'm always telling you about, this simple action is proving even better over time, and especially for your time of life. It's also the unobvious answer to the clothesline, mall, basement mystery. Yes, that's still a teaser, so get ready for a success story with a clothesline spin, plus some other listed items I'll give you for easy, effective listening about effective weight loss. Here's the reveal. The tried and true, doable action is, wait for it, well, you've already waited for it. It is, ta-da, voila, walking. Yep, believe it or not, you know, it's kind of like one of those things where you always hear, drink your water, get your sleep, walking. If you've kept your old diet and fitness books or Shape magazine issues, walking and its variations, like Walk Away the Pounds DVD workouts, encouraged walking. But still, today, all you need is a good pair of supportive shoes and a safe place to get out there. Your basement? And walking figures in prominently to, one, the clothesline story, two, the mall. Think of the teams of mall walkers that you see. People that are bonded together, having fun talking and walking. And maybe older people who want to feel a little bit more safe. And number three, your basement or maybe garage. I know a woman, I really do, who minus a big space, like the basement or the garage in her house, just decided one day to do laps around her small living room. And believe it or not, yep, that walking still works if done consistently. She trimmed down and she really kept off the pounds. And I don't think she started doing this till she was in her 50s or 60s. She looks just great. The oh my is the number four. Steps are counted now on new wearables, you know, like devices like your Fitbit or an Apple Watch or just an old-fashioned pedometer. Plus, another oh my is the bonus of what science has discovered about the benefits of walking since we first knew about it. And in recent years, it's gotten so much more popular. You can just tell by the plethora of books, websites, apps, how it figures into other exercise, how it prepares you for other exercise, that all together creates a fit lifestyle for you, which we know is getting to be so much more important as we're 55 plus and beyond, as we maybe more frequently have some injuries just from age or use or overuse of our joints and our bones and muscles. So listen up, because as a weight loss coach, and in many minds and teachings of healthcare providers, exercise like walking has taken a back seat to the importance of eating right, healthy food with healthy portions. And that is the true key to weight loss. But again, Walking could be your secret weapon over willpower. You get those feel-good hormones, the endorphins. You get up, you get some energy, and you get motivated to keep going with your eating right and treating yourself with self-care. It all comes together. So I was going through some of my materials, and I found, this is just great, an old diet book that I did not throw out with many others that I did. It's a slim book from, I think, like 1999 or beginning of the 2000s, the story of Australian Karen Gatt, who in 1999 started shedding after she reached an all-time high of 300 pounds. She was just 26 and already afraid for her life. And she certainly feared being around people, exposing herself. You know, after a rare outing with her family, because she didn't go out much, she had promised them to a Mother's Day dance in 1999, Karen's despair bubbled to the surface. She vowed, most of all, to make her future better than her introverted life. And isn't that what this podcast and life change and transformation that you want is all about? Predictably, unfortunately, she felt shame as she blamed herself. But then she took the courage to declare her intention to change to her husband, Jason. I plucked up the courage to tell him about my dreams, saying, "This is the day I'm going to turn my life around." Well, guess what? Jason rolled his eyes and said, "Here we go again." You see, Karen, like so many of us, had tried to lose weight so many times she lost count. And like those of us with a long history, much longer than Karen's at the time, regarding diets, Karen wrote, "I think there's barely a diet plan, weight loss potion, lotion, pill, or gimmick that I haven't tried. The soup diet, the water diet, the starvation diet. You name it, I've tried it all." And here I'd like all of you to just stop for a moment with me and think. Think about your history. If you've had to think about food on and off your whole life because you were obsessed with trying to reach this goal of weight loss, what's in that history? Well, I know that probably the craziest for me was doing the grapefruit diet in the 70s or late 60s. I did it along with my parents for 2 weeks straight, except that I was just 9 years old, and I only did it because they told me to. We had prescribed eating for 14 days, grapefruit juice or a half, which my mother would top with a maraschino cherry. I'm sure that was helpful. I probably lost weight. I was so young, I don't even think I was aware of pounds on the scale and what it meant, and perhaps that I was reflecting badly on my parents. But when I see pictures of myself, I certainly don't look, what we would have said back then, fat. But mostly, I just lost trust in my parents, in their confidence in me, and myself, from a very young age. So Karen's story in her book covers her history with feeling inferior, bullying, and much of the sadness that people with a lifelong weight struggle will understand. Karen reminds me so much of my mentor, Corinne Crabtree, who created and runs the No BS Weight Loss Program, through which I became certified as a weight loss coach. Karen, like Corinne, rejected the restrictive diet mentality, put one foot in front of the other, walking and leveling up her food daily to create her own doable, self-designed, common-sense approach with patience, beginning with that all-important healthy foods essentials. Corinne's story may be well known to you in that she downsized her nightly ice cream portions first. Well, Karen's doctor told her to go and buy a soup bowl and never to overrun the bowl or pile it high, to replace her plate with a bowl for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, on to Karen's clothesline. "The hardest part," she said, "was literally trying to walk. I was so embarrassed by the thought of walking down the street in front of people. My backyard was tiny, just a little concrete courtyard with a clothesline in the middle. I just wanted to take a few steps and see how it went." So Karen started with 5 minutes of circling that clothesline, her lungs constricting, huffing and puffing, covered in sweat, Puffing, actually, she said, like a steam train. 5 minutes. But the next day, 5 minutes became six. Her successes built, and eventually the incremental changes with walking and healthy eating became, Karen said, a natural part of my life. Each day when I finished my walk, I felt better than the day before, she said. The mental hurdles were coming down step by step. So again, that supported her in the other effort she had to make to change. Well, 13 months after Karen began, she reached her goal weight of 165 and inspired so many regular women like her that she decided to write the Clothesline Diet with all of her tips. Most of all, she said, putting yourself first. And don't we always say that here? It's like that old oxygen mask story. If you don't give yourself the oxygen mask, if you don't make your life easier, more caring, more loving, without all that self-judgment, well, you're just going to set that foundation to do what you really want to and to be open to advice from others. Eventually, Karen started a gym around 2016, the Clothesline Diet Club in Australia. I'm really glad now that I didn't toss this inspiring book into the trash with my stack of stuff that didn't work. I did uncover some other things, a little bit old, a little bit new. I think they might help you, but I know that you can find your own that resonate with you, if you even want to look at any diet resources. Maybe you just want to get a little bit of advice, a little bit of coaching, and then design your own and give yourself patience and self-care. You can't hate yourself thin, and I don't know how much you can really hurry weight loss, especially if you want it to last. So, one was the Whole Body Reset book. This is fairly recent, by Stephen Perrine and Heidi Skolnick, and published by AARP. It's also endorsed by longtime fitness advocate Dr. Pamela Peek. I've really liked her for so long. She wrote the Your Body for Life for Women book, and she's done all kinds of athletic feats, triathlons, and all kinds of races. She lives what she preaches, and she teaches her patients and readers of several books. So she was involved in this book, and it states that walking briskly is definitely cardiovascular and aerobic. You know, a lot of people have poo-pooed, walking, as I said, as something maybe too light. But because you can start with a gentle walk, and then your heart rate increases to meet the demands of the activity, you know, you pump more blood and oxygen throughout your system. And this is really training your heart. Like Karen, you get stronger, you get more efficient, you're able to pump more blood with each heartbeat. Then you can do more and more, like taking the stairs without being out of breath. So a gentle walk gets you started, and you're really able to level up to a brisk walk if you're going to make progress. And then you can climb a hill. Or you could increase and track your number of steps each day. This is real training. It's not the HIIT training. It's not weightlifting. All of those can be important elements. It's not adventurous at first, but you'll be training to adapt to get stronger and fitter and go on to whatever you want to do and be healthy. Another one I've loved for a long time is called Younger Next Year. It's a series of 9 books. And it's interesting because it was started by Chris Crowley and his doctor, Henry Lodge, I think back in the early 2000s. And they've written 9 books altogether. And what's really nice is they have a series for women. And one was recently updated in 2019. And it's called Younger Next Year for Women. Live strong, fit, sexy, and smart until you're 80 and beyond. So there is hope. There's more than hope. It's doable, and it all can start with a walk. One of the doctor's rules in all of these books, he's got a few, maybe 5 or 6, includes a lot about exercise as part of a healthy lifestyle. So rule 2 is do 4 days of aerobic exercise. Okay, that's walking. It's a book of hope. It helps you become functionally younger and to continue to live, you know, with newfound vitality after that. I suggest you take a look, because it's written by a doctor with a man and his wife at his side who've become very fit, and they've been doing it for quite a while now. The results are really amazing. You can go to their website too. There's an awful lot there. There's also lots of apps now. YouTube videos. There's one called Map My Walk, one of the most probably well-known apps out there. It gives you the ability to track your own walking workouts and view popular routes people take in your area, maybe a bike path you don't know about or an area around a lake or something. And then you can save those routes and share them with friends. So that's pretty cool. Another one that I like that I belong to is called 99 Walks. It's a community, a fun kind of virtual walking challenge, and it's designed for women of every age, ability, and location. So in the beginning of every month, you set your own personal walking goal. You might set it for, if you're a beginner, maybe 15 miles a month that you're going to walk, and then you can really get up there as time goes on and you increase your walking. And there's lots of inspiration, expert advice. There's a weekly, it's kind of like an audio blog. And it's just a way to motivate yourself. And when you meet your goal, you get a gorgeous little silver bracelet and it's engraved with the month's theme. I would say again, go find what's out there that resonates with you and you'll know if it's a common sense approach or not. But don't overwhelm yourself with stacks of diet books, stacks of information, planning, making exercise schedules. Just get out there. You only have to start with one step. Speaking of which, I've created a free 3 steps to self-start your weight loss checklist. I hope you'll take advantage of that. I also want to close with a quote from the very recent book, Young Forever, by the renowned Dr. Mark Hyman, functional medicine doctor with all kinds of qualifications. You've probably heard of him or at least seen him on PBS. And if you go to his website or go to Amazon, you'll find all kinds of books that he's written. He says, quote, "Combined with the right diet, exercise is the most powerful tool for staying healthy and extending your life. No one-on-one coach in your life? No problem. Besides this podcast, I've got you covered with that free 3 steps to self-start your weight loss checklist. To get a copy, just send an email with the subject line 3 steps to hello@loriadamscoaching.com. That's hello@loriadamscoaching.com. And I'll give you a copy to download. It's just a one pager, but it's packed full of very useful information so that you can do this on your own, much the way a coach would guide you. And to keep the transformational information coming each week, please follow Fire Up at 55 Plus wherever you download your podcasts. And if on Apple, share a review and a star-worthy rating. It's much appreciated. Hey, thanks for listening. To contact me directly, please reach out via email to hello@loriadamscoaching.com. And I invite you to take a look at my flaming hot webpage, fireup@55plus.com. That's fireup, the word at, 55plus.com. And until next week, make the most of your sizzling second act.